another episode of the Red Room Podcast, man. New week, new content. Y'all already know what it is, man. First and foremost, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to the producer, Jahari, on the podcast, man. Doing everything he do to make the podcast great. It done been a minute, man. Everything been going Gucci. This episode gonna be pretty smooth, man. All the stuff been going on since we had our last episode. So this one gonna be pretty straightforward. We gonna talk about some music, some new albums that came out, and what I've been listening to for real, for real. Might put y'all on some, might not. But if not, I definitely got a playlist for y'all, I promise, this week. And y'all can tune in to the new Red Room Podcast YouTube page. We're going to be uploading content on there soon, but for right now, the page will be up, and it will have all of the past playlists that we have put out throughout our duration of the podcast, man. So y'all tune in, check that out, let us know what you think about the playlist too, man. We got a playlist for everything that you need on there. The music world lately, y'all, has been real interesting. And I'm going to say interesting just for the simple fact of it's been lax. Like, not even in different categories, because I listen to my jazz. I listen to my actual musicians who got musical instruments and stuff out performing. I listen to my artists, my chill rap, lifestyle rap. And one thing that I'm real deal just missing right now is a good R&B, like something new, somebody new in R&B. I'm missing that. And trap, like, I don't know what the hell the trap environment got going on right now. Maybe it's hot. Maybe it's hot on the streets right now. I don't fucking know, bro. But Righteously, y'all been lacking. Future, I was completely prepared to get on here and talk all kind of shit about you amongst many, just for the simple fact of where the fuck the music at. But Future actually just announced his album coming out at the end of the month, man. His 9th studio album is coming out on April 29th. And truth be told, I'm taking that with a grain of salt, because I honestly don't think it's going to come out on fucking April 29th, man. I don't know. It's just something about these trap artists, man. Every time they announce an album, they got to push that bitch back and end up missing the time. And it could have been a prime time for the album, too, man. Like, we finna be outside. This finna be that summer where people ain't been outside heavy for 2 years. So this summer finna be crazy off rip. We gonna need some anthems, all kind of music for that. And it's some bullshit whenever you miss that line, bro. When you, like, 21 Savage a couple of years ago, when he put out Savage Mode 2, bro, it dropped. We were in the house because of fucking COVID. And so I feel like he just might as well not put that album out, honestly, in my opinion, because we didn't get to enjoy it fully like we would have if we would have been able to be out and about like the normal motherfucker. So all the trap artists dropped all their stuff 2 years ago. I guess they just ran out of shit. I don't know what they got going on, bro, but it's a completely different new time now. We need this shit for the summer. We need this shit for the down south ass big motherfucking donks and everybody down there, big rhyme, big bodies and trucks. We need something to let the window down to, man. And these trap artists real deal fucking up. 2 Chain, where it at, bro? PB Longway, whenever he drops some new shit, I got a theory that this gonna be his best shit that he put out, man. 21 artists said, you, bro, give us some. Who else over in that element, bro? Shit. Gunna. I don't even count that last album because it wasn't even all that to me, for real, for real. Gunna and Thug. Both of y'all need to team up, tag team, do what the fuck y'all need to do. Y'all need to get together, get back to that Slime Season 2 phases type goddamn Gunna and Thug, and make it do what it do on the track, bro. Like, I don't understand how. I understand y'all elevated in the game. Y'all ain't the same people y'all was. But nigga, y'all still making the same type of music, so why you can't make the same type of music, but better? Because I ain't been feeling this shit, bro. I ain't been feeling the outside vibes. I don't know. It is just because of the music, and it been beautiful out the door. So y'all got to get that together, man. All trap artists, y'all need to fix y'all shit. Because Righteously in Phoenix City, we been holding it down. Because I've been fucking with Quez, Dawg, goddamn Juwop. All these motherfuckers from down here in goddamn Phoenix City, Columbus, these artists been popping off for real, for real. So, trap artists, y'all niggas need to pick this shit up. I don't know what y'all got going on, bro, but It's finna be hot outside. Niggas finna be out the door. That's just what it is, straight up with y'all. That's my grievance with the whole trap element right now, bro. Put some fucking music out. But you know what I'm saying? I've been listening to what's been really holding me down has been what I go to whenever, you know, trap music ain't out and popping. One of these artists like just fell off, and like the album, I didn't listen to it too much, and I'm tired of hearing the same old shit, man. But I will say, my boy YG Tut, I speak of this man wholeheartedly just for the simple fact that this man has remained true to every piece of music that he done put out, man. Like, it done been real deal quality, like straight up quality, like all the way from his mixtape, all the way from the first album he had put out, man. I had watched a little interview and a little docu thing that he had put up about the whole stipulations and stuff about how his albums and shit came out. And, man, real deal went through a struggle to get all these albums and music and shit out, man. He still got some shit that ain't out. But he released this album, and it's called The House. And it's not just him. I'm going to get to that later. But it's called The House, man. The House is pretty much like their conglomerate. That's they, I don't want to say group, but it's the conglomerate, man. You know how they got Earth Gang, they got like the Lobby, Niggas in the Lobby and all that shit like that. This is The House, man. It's everybody who they fuck with, the rappers and people that they close with, cool. They just friends, they the homies, you know what I'm saying? And YG Tut, you hear him say The House, he mentioned The House all the time in his other songs. Shuey, an artist I told y'all about a while back, he'll mention The House. And one of my favorite rappers, Isaiah Rashad, he mentioned The House all the time, bro. And I used to be thinking, like, what is The House? And upon this, man, like, that's The House. It's just all of them. It's the spot. It's them. It's the artist. They put out a whole-ass album. And that album has been holding it down for me, for real, for real. It's just called The House Presents The Set. That's the name of it, man. But I've just been calling that bitch The House because straightforward, they get a nickname for me. But yeah, the whole album straight. It start off, you know, like a normal album would. Intro, boom, boom, boom. Everybody getting into their groove. But then it crank up with that song, No Kizzy. And then from there, man, it's just some good ass. It ain't even chill. It ain't laid back. It's hip-hop. Like, this is a hip-hop album. It got every element that you need in it, man. It got the upbeat, it got a normal hip-hop vibe as far as, like, just chilling, rapping, spin some good-ass bars. It got some shit for the club. Like, this album, real deal, has been one of the few that has been holding me down. And I appreciate them for that, man. And they go all the way down. And this YG Tut, you know, Shuey, Michael Da Vinci, man, they got a bunch of people on this bitch. But The House, y'all definitely need to go and peep that out. Because, like I said, it's been holding me down. And y'all gonna definitely see a few tracks from this album on the playlist for this week. Just letting y'all know that off the rip. Dreamville, y'all another one, man. I was ready to get on here and just go the fuck in on y'all, which I still got some stuff to say. But I'm gonna lean off on y'all niggas a little bit. Because y'all did put out a little goddamn, you know what I'm saying, a little mixtape. It say mixtape, but the way y'all put it out, it was kind of like, well, no, y'all actually put it out like a mixtape. Y'all ain't let nobody know. Y'all dropped that bitch. DJ Drama did it. So that's what made me happy, man. So I appreciate y'all bringing the whole mixtape element, mixtape vibe back to, you know, music. Because that real deal been missing. Like mixtapes, niggas don't make mixtapes no more. They'd rather call that bitch an EP and put it on Spotify. I was like, okay, you can put a mixtape on Spotify, nigga. Like, obviously. But I was ready to tell y'all ass up because I'm getting sick and tired of maybe y'all thought that was the recipe of y'all just putting out select few artists and putting out singles and shit. Like, I get it. It's dope. It's great. But that shit, you gotta give, man. You need to do, you don't do that shit with certain people. Like, when, whatchamacallit had dropped, when Sir dropped, nah, that was with, whatchamacallit though. But anyway, it's just the simple fact that y'all will get y'all artists, y'all will tell them to make a track, you will drop that single, the single will be dope, And then everything just fade off into the oblivion until you do the same thing. You only do that so many times before we just be like, hey, man, I'm going to just fuck with this artist. You know what I'm saying? Dreamville tripping. Ain't nobody doing that as a whole. Like, they don't even be whole projects. So that's my grievance with Dreamville right now, nigga. Give me a project. Give me an Ari Lennox project. Let Ari Lennox drop some fucking music, bro. I was seeing all kind of things about how she was bent up out of shape, how she got so much music. And it may be contractual stuff, because I don't think Cole holding them hostage and no shit like that. But it's just a simple fact that, damn, let these people drop music, do whatever they got to do to put this music out there. Because Ari Lennox been on fire on this mixtape that I'm talking about. This Dreamville, D-Day, Gangsta Grills mixtape. Ari Lennox singing her ass off. She got one song on there, bro, that's completely hers. And that song, oh my God, bro. Ari Lennox. Blackberry Sap. Oh my God. Blackberry Sap, bro. Ari Lennox sung her ass off on there. And a couple of songs before that, she got one called Coming Down. I appreciate that too. I don't got nothing bad to say about this whole project they put out, this mixtape. Except other people, some of the artists gonna have to come with it, man. Like Boz, I appreciate that. I appreciate the verses. You gotta come a little bit harder though. Earth Gang, they did their thing. Jid held it down. Jid held it down so steady for this mixtape too. Every time you heard him, you like, oh man, like when you get on into the actual mixtape and you just start zoning out, you know, it just become background music. Jid pop up with a crazy ass verse, and then, you know, you get back interested into what the fuck is going on. And Jid held it down throughout this whole album. Straightforward, no kizzy, bro. That nigga really did held it down. So shout out to him. And as a whole, man, like I said, I appreciate. There are good things going on with this album. You brought back the mixtape element, like I said. DJ Drama on this hoe. You got the artist going crazy. You pulled up. You brought my man ASAP Ferg on there, who I ain't heard from in forever. ASAP Ferg dropped some shit because this verse right here was good. It was damn good. Now, this is the ASAP Ferg that I miss. You know what I'm saying? Back with goddamn Shabba and all that. But yeah, man, that's where I'm at with this tape. Cole, he ended it on a damn good note. Cole always gonna drop off a good little verse like that. And I appreciate him for it. But y'all gotta get some shit together, man. I think, honestly, it's just this weird-ass time, bro. Don't nobody know what to make out of what the fuck is going on right now. Because ain't nobody just been... The way of dropping music and doing stuff has been so different for the past 2 years that... I guess, hell, they done forgot. They don't know what's going on. So, that's crazy, man. But, yeah, great tape. Dreamville, D-Day, Gangsta Grills mixtape. That bit was hard. And the big one, my motherfucking nigga. I'm going to say that one for last. I'm going to say that one for last. I don't even feel like going into detail on that album yet. But, yesterday, but it was probably about a week ago. By the time y'all hear this, my nigga Boz, bro. Boz dropped off a four song EP. And he named that bitch. I guess he gotta feel the way I feel. Because straight up, that nigga, he named it Bump, a pick me up. And that's what everything need right now, bro. Pick me up, like straight up. And he put it out. He got four songs on it. One of them was released last year with Cole, the Jackie. Of course, that one go in. I love that song. I play it in the car all the time. Play it in the house. And it just got a good feel good to it, man. Like, and it's called The Jackie, bro. Like, I had to look up what the fuck, how they even came up with that name. And I came up dead. I still ain't get shit. But anyway, it got four songs, like I said. One called Eyes On You. Admire Her. That one got Gunna on it. And it's pretty solid. I like that one. I like that one too. I like the intro, but I liked it after I heard it in the car. I don't know. It's something about hearing certain songs in the car that just, you know, it changed your whole perception of the song. And that's when I liked that first song that was in on this album, on this little EP. The third one, you know, I said the Jackie. And the fourth one is called The Others. And it got Ari Lennox on it. Again, shining a motherfucking light on my woman, Ari Lennox, man. I'm telling you, bro. It's going to be a difficult situation for me one of these days. Because all my women, Ari Lennox, goddamn Jill Scott, all them, bro, Jill's, they going to be in a room together. And they going to have some beef because I ain't choosing, nigga. I'm not choosing at all, goddamn it. They going to have to duke that one out. But anyway, Ari Lennox, give us an album. I saw the picture that you had put up. I think it was on IG. You took it down on other social media sites. But she had like a whiteboard, and she had so many songs, bro. So many songs written on the whiteboard. And she was like, what song should I pick for my album? And I'm just sitting here like, oh my God, drop one. We need it. I feel like people don't appreciate Ari Lennox enough, like at all. And it's understandable if you don't listen to her. But honestly, at this point, why are you not listening to Ari Lennox, bro? She is definitely a gift. I will tell you that. And this motherfucking album here, bro, took me by motherfucking surprise when it dropped. It came out the blue for me, anyway. I wasn't anticipating it. I wasn't waiting on. I wasn't doing none of that, bro. I real deal got on my phone one day, got the notification, and it ain't like I don't listen to these two artists like on the regular, bro. But it was just on some. Hey, they dropped the album today. Jay Worthy and Larry June dropped a collab project. It's called Two Peas in a Pod. And yeah, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody who know me, anybody who has been at my crib when it's just us at a cookout, or anytime we ended up back at my house, bro, we ended up putting on like some smooth ass shit. Cause like I'm an oldies nigga, man. I play my oldies. I play them loud and proud. Me and my boy Steve, like we play our oldies, man. And this album is, that's why I like West Coast artists. West Coast artists ain't afraid to take that oldie and make it a goodie. A goodie again. Like they are not afraid to do that, bro. They will sample it and put the whole bridge in the goddamn song, and that bitch will go hard. And that's the case for this song. That's the case for this whole album. I wake up to this album. I smoke to this album. I ride to this album. I clean up to this album. Cause it vibe. It hit me like the old school songs be hitting me, dog. And I don't mean your oldies like Temptations, nigga. I mean like Daylight, you know, old school shit. You know what I'm saying? Mini Ripperton, shit like that. But Two Peas in a Pod, Jay Worthy and Larry June, bro, they put their foot in this motherfucker here. The whole album, no skips for me. It's really on some old pimping shit, man. They got Sugar Free on the intro. He going hard on the intro. Shout out to Sugar Free. He been doing good things lately, man. I saw he got he was featured in another song. I can't even think of the name of it right now. But it's a video and everything got to that, man. So Sugar Free been out back out here in the limelight. But they started it off. They got Sugar Free opening it up with Bad Things, man. The intro, Vanilla Cream, Big Fun, Sock It To Me. Maybe The Next Time and Leave It Up To Me. I don't know. Maybe The Next Time and She's Not Around are the two songs on this album that got me just stuck. I don't know which one is my favorite. I can't call it. But, man, at this point, I know every word to both of these songs. Heavy. Like, I ain't missing shit, bro. As soon as they come on, nigga, I'm singing the bridge. I'm singing the chorus. I'm rapping the verse. Like, man, I'm in there. This album really took me by surprise. And I'm glad it did. Because I was so mad that other shit just did not come out, man. So, but aside from that She's Not Around, like I just said, fire. Hotel Bel Air, Late Nights, they got Uncle Jim Jones on their beat, Uncle Jimmy. And they closed it out with a song called Bad Connection, man. And the whole thing, bro, is produced, you know, with London by London Drugs. So, I don't know. This right here might be the trio, or at least the duo, man. Because Jay Worthy and Larry June, they just work good together. Like, they sound good together, man. And quite frankly, I'm interested. Like, I would like to see, like, an interview or, like, some behind the scenes or some shit of them recording. Because I just want to know the story about how they just linked and were like, hey, we finna do some old pimping shit and we finna record it. And shit, man, this is the album they came up with, Two Peas in a Pod. Yeah, man, those are the albums I really, really, really been fucking with heavy. They've been holding me down, and I ain't even gonna say anticipation for nothing, but they've been holding me down while everybody else dragging their ass, not dropping music, doing this and that and whatnot. Silk Sonic, give me an album. Congrats on the Grammy, y'all and Tyler Creator, but look, I need an album. I need more content. I appreciate the covers. I appreciate the single, but bring it here, bro, because I need that bitch. The music out here is scarce right now, dog. And I know it's other artists out there. I listen to a lot of other artists, y'all, aside from what I just told y'all. So don't think my variety ain't as broad as what y'all, like, what I'm giving off. It's just the simple fact of certain shit you cannot listen to every day. It's a fact. You cannot listen to it every day, bro. Certain stuff you don't need to listen to every day. And it's just certain stuff that you need to have on in the background that needs to be, like, good. Like, not just good, bro. Like, man, that's the best explanation I can give you, bro. So, shout out to these albums, these artists for holding it down and shit for me. For the past little, you know, month or so, month and a half, because they've been doing me some good, bro. Moving into the new apartment, getting settled in, getting the new studio up and going, bro, trying to do this video stuff, and every second of every day, bro, I'm just got some music playing, and it been old shit, like, stuff I've been listening to, so it's just much needed, just for necessity's sake, bro. We need some new music. Drop some. Change the environment. Change the vibe. We need it. Thank you for tuning in to another week of the Red Room Podcast, man. As always, you are much appreciated. You can follow us on our official Instagram at _TheRedRoomPodcast or on our official Facebook page, man. Just type in the Red Room Podcast. As always, bro, we practicing positive vibes out here. Good people, good music, good vibes, bro. Protect your mental and stay safe out here, y'all. Tune in next week.